弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
啊，我们今天的题目是靠主坚固。
Today the topic is stand firm in faith.
我们信主的弟兄姐妹，我们都会有这样的信主时间比较长的弟兄姐妹都会有这样的一个感觉，有这样的一个经历。
Those who have been believers for a long time, you perhaps have this experience or feeling.
当我们回想我们刚信主的时候，我们是非常的火热，也非常积极的去传福音。
When we think of our days when we first became Christian, we were very fervent.
我们很愿意把这个好东西向别人分享。
We were very willing to share these good things with others.
我记得我刚信主的时候，
I remember when I first became a Christian.
然后我回来就向我们寝室的弟兄姐妹分享这个福音。
So I came back and I shared with my roommates about this gospel.
我看到一个，我抓住一个，我就向他分享。
Whoever they have seen, I took hold of them and I shared with them.
所以那个时候很感谢主，然后我分享了三个，然后三个都愿意跟着我做决志祷告。
And thanks be to God that three of whom I've chosen, they were willing to make this decision prayer with me.
但是我们也知道，当我们信主的时间的越来逐渐长的时候，越来越长的时候，我们感觉我们心里面那个火热好像有点冷淡下去了。
But as we continue in our journey, we feel as if the fire is being extinguished in our hearts.
我们感觉好像我们又回到这个世界当中。
We felt that we are returning back to the world again.
我们的肉体也软弱了。
And our flesh is weak.
我们向神的那个火热也冷淡了。
And we don't have the fervor for our Lord.
那保罗在这里写信给腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹。
And Paul here is writing to the brothers and sisters in Philippians.
保罗在这里告诉他们说，他说我所亲爱、我所想念的弟兄们啊。
He says here, therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for.
你看保罗在这里怎么称呼他们？是我所亲爱、我所想念的。
And he calls them whom I love and whom I long for.
他说你们是我的喜乐，是我的冠冕。
He says that you are my joy and crown.
那保罗劝他们什么？
And what does he encourage them to do?
保罗劝他们说，我所亲爱的弟兄们啊，你们要靠着主，靠主站立的稳。
And he says, my brothers, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved.
所以我们今天也一起来思想这个问题。
So today, let us come and ponder about this question.
保罗写这封信的时候，大概是在腓立比教会建立十年之后。
And Paul wrote this letter 10 years after the Philippian church has been planted.
如果我没有记错的话，保罗在第二次旅行布道的时候建立腓立比教会，大概是在公元53年左右。
If I'm not wrong, it's been built in AD 53 in the second missionary trip of Paul.
当保罗在罗马的时候，他在监狱啊，但是他是被 house arrest 的，就是说在那时候被监禁的时候，他写了腓立比书。
So in Rome, when he's under house arrest, he wrote this Philippians.
大概是公元63年左右。
That is about AD 63 at that time.
所以我们在这里看到，在十年之后，这个教会已经建立起来。
So 10 years later, this church has been built.
当初那个教会里面初信主的弟兄姐妹已经有十年了。
And those first new believers in that church is 10 years old.
所以他们同样也面临着这样的一个问题，就是我们所面临的问题。
So they have the same questions that we face as well.
如何委心高处呢？
How can we be stable at this higher ground?
如何保持对主的火热呢？
How can we maintain this fervor that we have to the Lord?
如何能够远离这个世界呢？
How can we stay away from worldliness?
所以保罗在这里说，你们要在信心当中要站立得稳。
And so Paul says you have to stand firm thus in the Lord in faith.
所以今天我们来一起来思想这个主题，如何在信心当中站立得稳。
And so we think about this topic today, how to stand firm in faith.
当然我们在这里，保罗在下面紧接着他就讲到如何在信心当中站立的稳。
And of course, Paul goes on to explain how we do that.
当然我们知道这段经文里面保罗讲的，我们今天所讲的这些点不是一个全备的，所有的关于如何在信心当中站立的稳的。
Now of course, all the things that we talk here is not the full entire picture of how to stand firm in faith.
我们只是在这段经文当中看看保罗是如何借着这段经文来勉励腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹，来勉励他们在信心当中坚固。
We're looking particularly in this passage how Paul is encouraging the Philippians to stand firm in faith, and we're learning from it.
所以我们邀请弟兄姐妹起立，我们一起来读一下这段经文。
So let us invite all the brothers and sisters to stand as we read God's word.
好，我们请我们中午读中午的，我们一起读中文，然后英文的读英文，好吧
？So you can read in your respective languages.
那我们中文先读，然后再英文读。
Oh, then we read the Chinese and then the English.
我所亲爱的，我所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我所亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, Stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved.
我劝友阿爹和荀基都要在主里同心。
I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord.
我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有哥利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。
Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉上帝。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
上帝所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我还有问计的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么尊行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，赐平安的上帝就必与你们同在。
What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me,Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
这是上帝的话语，我们一起祷告。
The word of God, let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，借着保罗将你的话语赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you that through Paul you have revealed to us these words.
主啊，愿你来祝福你的话语，愿你的圣灵将你的话语在我们的心中解开。
May you bless this word and may it be explained in our hearts through the Spirit.
主啊，就坚固我们。
And that it may strengthen us.
主啊，我们这样的祷告祈求，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
所以我今天大概会分享四点。第一点的话是谦卑合一。
And today I will share four points. The first is humble humility to be one.
那保罗在这里讲到友阿爹和荀基都他们之间的矛盾。
Here they're talking about the Euodia and Syntyche and their disagreement.
保罗劝他们谦卑，劝他们合一。
Paul entreat them to be one.
那第二点我们会讲到信靠交托。
Second, we talk about trust and rely.
我们在生活当中有很多的忧愁，有很多的烦心的事情，也有很多的挣扎。我们如何把这些交托给神
？And there are many struggles and discouragement in our lives. How do we trust and rely upon Lord for this?
那么第三点就是常常喜乐。
And third is to rejoice always.
那这是个命令，保罗在这里说，你们要常常喜乐。
This is a command that Paul is giving for us to rejoice.
基督徒的生命是一个喜乐的生命。
The life of a Christian is a joyful one.
基督徒应该有平安在我们的心里面。
And there should be peace in our hearts among Christians.
那第四点就是我们不但要想，不但要说，而且要去做，要去操练。
And the fourth point is that we're not just to think and to, but we also ought to act in practicing the virtues.
就是我们要在我们的生活当中，要在我们的生活的点点滴滴当中，要去操练这些美德。
So we ought to practice all these virtues in our lives.
让我们来看这四点。
So let us look at these four points.
那么首先是谦卑合一。
First is humble to be one.
那保罗在这里讲到，就是说你们要在信心上坚固，你们在信心上站立的稳。
And Paul here says that you ought to stand firm in the Lord.
然后紧接着保罗就开始讲教会里面的一件事情。
And then Paul goes on to talk about the matters in the church.
这件事情就是在友阿爹和荀基都他们两个姐妹之间的矛盾。
And it is the disagreement between the sisters Euodia and Syntyche.
这两个姐妹间的矛盾，它并不是说一个信主的和一个不信主之间的矛盾。
It is not a disagreement between a believer and an unbeliever.
也不是说一个爱主的一个不爱主的姐妹之间的矛盾。
And it is not between one who loves the Lord and one who does not.
也不是一个热心服侍的和一个冷淡的姐妹之间的矛盾。
And it is not between one who is fervent and one who is cold.
而是什么
？But what?
而是两个都很爱主的姐妹们。
But these are two sisters who love the Lord fervently.
而是两个都很热心服侍的姐妹们。
And they serve the Lord with all their hearts.
而是两个都是保罗的同工。
And they are both co-workers with Paul.
他们之间有矛盾。
They have disagreement.
但我们就想，这怎么可能呢
？And how can this be? And we
都是爱主的姐妹，都是热心服侍的姐妹，为什么会有矛盾呢
？They are lovers of Christ and they love to serve. Why is there disagreement?
不可能。
It's almost impossible.
但保罗就在这里讲到，正是他们之间才会有矛盾。
But Paul here says that it's because these two are so, that's why they have this disagreement.
那我们想想，如果一个爱主，一个不爱主的话，他们之间大概不太可能有矛盾，对不对
？If one who loves the Lord and the other who does not, well, probably they would not have any disagreement, right?
如果一个热心服侍，一个不怎么服侍，比较冷淡的，他们之间大概也不会有什么矛盾。
If one serves the Lord and one does not, well, probably they will not have a lot of disagreement either.
因为那个冷淡的不愿意服侍的，你怎么做都可以，我不 care.
And because the one who's cold doesn't care about what happens when you serve.
正是因为两个爱主、热心服侍、关心教会的姐妹们，所以她们才互相 care 教会里面的事情。
But because two sisters who really love the church and they care about the church.
所以一定要这按照这样的方式去做，不能那样去做。
Therefore, one insists on this particular method to do a certain thing.
所以这样才会有矛盾，对不对
？And so when the two of them do this way, they will have disagreement.
所以我们今天在教会里面也经常会有这样的矛盾。你会发现很多的矛盾都是在爱主的弟兄之间、爱主的弟兄姐妹之间的矛盾。
And you see that in our church today, the same thing happens. That those who are fervent serving, there's where disagreements
are. 他们都是很关心教会的事情，都是愿意在教会热心服侍，都是对主热心的。但是正是这些弟兄姐妹之间有这样的冲突，有这样的矛盾。
They really care about the church and they are really fervent for the church, but it's because of this that they have disagreements.
那这是一件很可惜的事情。
It is something very pitiful.
但是有矛盾不可怕，但关键的问题是我们如何去面对这个矛盾，如何去解决这个矛盾。
Now having this conflict is not the scariest thing, but the key is how do we resolve them?
首先我们来思考这些矛盾是怎么形成的。
First we think of how these conflicts arise.
这个冲突是怎么形成的
？How these disagreements arise?
那首先从表面上来看，这个冲突的形成是因为不同，对不对？
From the surface, it comes from this differences.
你给我不同，我给你不同。
You're different from me.
我们的性格不同，我们的做事方式不同。
We have different ways of doing things. We have different characteristics.
可能我比较大气一点，比较马虎一点。可能你比较认真一点，比较细心一点。
Perhaps you are more serious and you're more careful, and I'm not so much.
可能你觉得教会的事情应该这样去做，我觉得教会的事情应该那样去做。
Perhaps you think that this matter should ought to be handled this way or that way, and I think differently.
啊，可能我们扩堂的时候，我们觉得这个房这里面的房间应该这样去划分，你觉得那个房间应该那样去划分。
And in the expansion, you feel that oh, this is how we should partition the room this way, and you think that it should be that way.
可能我们决定教会方向的时候，我们觉得我们应该，你觉得我们应该去扩堂，我觉得我们应该去买堂。
And some of you, maybe some would think that we ought to expand. Some thought that we ought to buy a new place.
所以正是因为这些不同，所以会造成矛盾。
And because of these differences, there's conflict.
有阿爹和荀基都，他们就是这样的一个矛盾。
Euodia and Syntyche, they have such disagreement.
他们正是因为对教会的事情关心，对教会的服事的热心，所以他们才会有矛盾。
And they really care about the church. That's why they are in this conflict together.
所以很多矛盾是不同造成的。
And many conflicts arise from differences.
但我们怎样处理这些不同呢
？But how do we deal with these differences then?
我们怎样看待这个不同呢
？How do we treat them?
很多时候我们将我们自己的看法，将我们自己的观点绝对化。
Sometimes we absolutize our views on certain things.
我们认为我们所看到的就是真理。我们认为我们所想的，我们的想法就是绝对的。
We think that the way that we look at things is the truth and it's the absolute truth.
所以只要跟我们不一样，就是不对的，就是错误。
Now, if you're different from me, then you're wrong.
但是我们在这里要认识到一点，上帝是会丰富多样的，上帝是远超过我们的。
But here we ought to understand one thing, that God surpasses us and he is multiply abundant.
我们是非常有限的。
We are really limited.
我们所看到的、所想到的是非常有限的。
The things that we can think of and see are very limited.
所以我们所看到的真理可能只是真理的一部分。
Perhaps the truth that we see is only one facet of it.
所以我们要承认这一点。
So we have to admit this point.
所以可能我看到的是对的，所以可能他看到的与我不同，但是可能他看到也是对的。
So perhaps the thing that I've seen is right, and he, even though different from me, may be right as well.
所以当我们承认我们的有限，看到上帝的超越的时候，我们就能够在上帝面前谦卑下来。
When we admit our finitude and we see God's excellence, we can come before Him and be humble.
我们就不会说与我不同，所以就是不对的。
We will not say that if you are different from me, then you are wrong.
所以我们在这里的话，我们要学习来接纳不同。
So here we ought to learn how to accept our differences.
我们要看到上帝是远超过我们的，然后上帝造人，每个人都是不同的，然后有这个多样性在这里。
And we have to see that God surpasses all of us and He has created all of us different with different opinions.
所以这是一个美，这是一个 beauty.
This is a beauty in the diversity.
所以在这样的多样性当中，上帝让我们一起来同工，让我们一起来互补。
In this diversity, we are coming together to work together.
所以这是一个团队。
It is a team.
所以这是一个美的，很美的东西。
And it is something very beautiful.
所以当我们谦卑的时候，我们就发现这其实是一个很美的东西。
When we are humble, we realize that this is a very beautiful thing.
但是如果我们骄傲的话，我们就会把这个很美的东西变成一个咒诅。
But when we are prideful, we will turn this beautiful thing into a curse.
所以在这里我们谈到这个后面的问题，这个深层次的问题是因为我们的骄傲。
And so here we talk about the problem behind all of it is because of our pride.
因为我们把我们自己当作是真理了。
Because we've treated ourselves as the absolute truth.
因为我们把我们自己当作是完全了。
We think that we are perfect.
所以与我们不一样的地方就是错误的。
So those who are different from me, they are wrong.
所以保罗在这里劝他们说，你们要谦卑，要在主里面合一。
And Paul here encouraged them to be humble and to be one in the Lord.
保罗在这里劝就是那些别的弟兄姐妹来劝他们，劝友阿爹和寻基督他们合一。
And he is asking other brothers and sisters to entreat Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord.
然后在第五节，保罗在这里说，当叫众人知道你们有谦让的心。
In verse 5, he says, "Let your reasonableness be known to everyone."
这个谦让这个字在希腊文里面，它有大概有两个含义。第一个含义的话，它代表的是一种，是温柔。
So reasonableness, there's two meaning that we can think of. The first one is the idea of gentleness.
那第二个是代表忍耐。
And second is the idea of patience.
所以你会想这个什么叫谦让？保罗在这里用这个字，就是告诉他们说，你们要温柔，你们要忍耐。
So this reasonableness here, it means that you ought to be gentle and to be patient.
那温柔的反义词是什么？
What's the opposite of gentleness?
所以温柔的反义词就是咄咄逼人，对不对？很强势，咄咄逼人。
And that means that you're rough and you don't care about others.
所以的话，保罗在这里告诉我们说，我们要温柔。
Paul here tells us to be gentle.
然后第二点，保罗告诉我们说，我们要忍耐。
And secondly, Paul calls us to be patient.
我们为什么要忍耐呢？
Why ought we be patient?
因为我们要知道，我们所领受的不是完全的。
Because we need to know that what we've received is not perfect.
我们是有限的。
We are limited.
所以当我们遇到不同的时候，我们就要有忍耐的心。
When there's differences, we ought to have a heart of patience.
所以在哥林多前书十三章里面说，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事包容，凡事忍耐。
First Corinthians 13, it says, love has have all patience, bear all things.
我们相信什么？
What do we believe?
我们相信我们的有限。
We believe our finitude.
我们相信弟兄姐妹的不同，可能他们领受的也是对的。
We believe that even though they were different from our brothers and sisters, perhaps they also have it right.
我们相信上帝的超越。
We believe in the transcendence of God.
我们相信上帝借着这不同要来祝福我们，使我们一起来工作。
We believe that God is trying to use these differences to bless us.
所以呢，我们要包容。
So that we have to really bear with them.
所以我们要彼此的接纳，接纳彼此的不同。
And we have to accept one another's differences.
然后我们要忍耐。
And then we have to be patient.
在这当中忍耐，虽然。不是我的看法，不是我的想法，但是我能够忍耐，因为我不是硬忍，因为我知道我是不完全的。
And because we know that we are not perfect, therefore we ought to be patient, even though it's not according to our plan.
而且我们有盼望。
And then we have hope.
我们的盼望在上帝这位超越的上帝上面。
And our hope is on this transcendent God.
他会借着我们的不同，使我们能够互补，来一起来同工，来成就他的美事情。
And through our differences, He will use it for His good will, so that His work may be done.
所以这就是保罗讲的第一点，你们要谦卑，要合一。
Therefore, this is what Paul says that you ought to be humble, to be one.
要认识到我们的有限，要认识到上帝的超越。
We ought to know our limitedness and God's transcendence.
要认识到在教会里面的多样性，所以我们彼此的包容，彼此的接纳，彼此的相信，彼此的盼望。
And we ought to know the differences, diversity among us, so that we can accept one another.
那保罗在这里讲第二点，就是应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉上帝。
Secondly, Paul says in verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
然后只要我们有这样的信靠交托，上帝就会在基督耶稣里面赐我们出人意外的平安。
And if we have this trust, then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will be in our hearts through Christ.
我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们信主之后，我们都知道，这信靠交托是我们基督徒的最好的美德，对不对？
And all of us Christians know that trusting and relying on God is one of the best virtues that we have.
但是信靠交托真的是很不容易。
But it is very difficult to trust and rely.
我们信靠，我们交托，是因为我们知道这位上帝是一个全能的上帝。
We trust and rely because we know that this God is a sovereign God.
在他没有不能的事情。
And in him, there's nothing impossible.
他创造这个世界。
He has created this world.
他从无到有创造我们。
And he has created us from nothing.
他赐我们生命的气息，使我们成为有灵的活人。
He has given us living breath so that we can become a living being.
所以他也可以使那个枯骨重生，使枯骨重新长出肉来，使枯骨重新接在一起，然后成为一个有灵的活人。
And he can make dry bones to become a new man.
所以我们相信的是这位一个能够从无到有创造的上帝。
So we believe in this God who creates from nothing into something.
是宇宙的掌管者，是整个这个宇宙世界的掌管者，是历史的主宰。
He is the Lord of all history and of the world.
我们不但相信上帝的全能，而且我们相信上帝的慈爱。
We not only believe in his sovereignty, but we also believe in his love.
我们相信上帝是爱我们的上帝。
We believe that he is the Lord who loves us.
他为我们将他的独生子舍了。
And he has given us his own begotten son.
所以他会将他最好的都会给我们。
He will give us the very best thing.
因为他已经将他独生子给我们，他还有保留什么不给我们呢？
If he has given us his son, what else does he spare that we will not give us?
所以上帝是一个爱我们的上帝，他是我们在天上的父，是一位慈父，他预备着，他时刻预备着来帮助我们。
And God is a God who loves us, a heavenly Father who is willing to help us in times of need.
时刻预备着将最好的给我们。
And in times of need, He always wants to give us the best.
正因为我们相信上帝是个全能的上帝，是一位慈爱的上帝，所以我们可以完全的去信靠他，完全去交托他。
And because we believe in this God who is sovereign and love, we can entirely put our lives upon Him.
那保罗在这里讲到信靠交托，讲到三点。
And Paul here talks about trust and rely in three subpoints.
啊，我总结了三点。
Summarized into three sub points.
我不知道保罗讲的，保罗原意他是想讲几点，但我在这里总结三点。
Here I will summarize it into three sub points.
那么第一点就是说，这个信靠交托它的范围是什么
？And first is the scope on this reliance and trust.
第二个就是程度，要交托到什么地步
？And second is how much you ought to trust and rely.
第三个就是方式，我们如何信靠交托
？And third is the method of how we do it.
那么第一个就是我们先讲范围，这个范围保罗在这里说凡事。
And here the first one is a scope that it is in all things.
凡事是什么意思
？What does it mean all things？
就是所有的事情是吧？就是我们生活当中的每一件事情，无论是教会的事情，无论是我们工作中的事情，还是我们家庭的事情。
So it's everything in our life, whether it's in a church family or is it in our personal life.
无论是我们的学习，无论是我们的工作，还是我们的婚姻，还是我们的孩子。
In our study, in our career, in our job, or in our family.
还是我们的家人，我们都可以交托给他。
And in all our relatives, we can hand upon to him.
所以这里是凡事。
This is what it means for all.
大家都知道，我前两周我回中国了一趟。
And you know that I was back in China 2 weeks before this.
然后这个布里特上也写到，我回中国的原因是由我妈妈从梯子上摔下来，她的颅内出血。
And the reason here is because my mom fell down from a ladder and she suffered a hemorrhage in the brain.
当时我在亚特兰大和弟兄姐妹在一起，那个参加那个 Life on Life 的 clinic.
And at that time, I was with a clinic with brothers and sisters in Atlanta.
他刚开始的时候是比较严重，所以住在 ICU 里面。
And at the beginning, it was very serious, so she was warded in the ICU.
但是过了大概两天左右，她就从 ICU 里面搬出来，住到普通病房里面。
But after 1 or 2 days, she came out to the general ward.
所以我听到这个消息的时候，到第二天他就已经搬到普通病房了。
When I heard the news that she was already out in a general ward,
那当时我就决定我要可能要回去。
And at that point, I decided that perhaps I would have to return.
那回去的时候，我心里面其实也有一点忧虑，也有一点担心。
When I was going back, I was a little bit worried.
所以，我担心什么？可能很多弟兄姐妹都知道我担心什么。
And many brothers and sisters, perhaps you know what I'm worried about.
我担心我回去了，我可能出不来了。
I was worried that if I can go in, I won't be able to leave.
虽然我知道就是说我没有那么重要。
Even though I know that I'm not that significant.
所以我知道可能百分之八九十我不会遇到问题。
Maybe 80-90% I will be fine.
但中国有话说不怕一万只怕万一嘛，对不对？
But you are very afraid of that small probability.
我就怕那个万一他这个拔出萝卜带出泥，我这个泥被连累了。
I'm afraid that I will be in trouble.
所以我是有点担心的，所以当我回去的时候，我就怕在入关的时候被人家从飞机上请下来。
So when I went back, I was very afraid that I would be invited down from the plane when I was at customs.
但是感谢主，飞机在那个浦东机场落地的时候，并没有警察上来请我去喝茶。
But thanks be to God that no police came up the board of the plane to.
然后我过关也很顺利，然后根本就没有什么事情。
And so there's nothing, not much problem when I entered.
所以我就觉得我这个忧虑是不必要的，对不对？
And I imagined my own worries.
所以当我回来的时候，我也担心。
When I returned back, I was also worried.
我担心什么？我担心第一个担心，我就是说，他们在我入关的时候没有去请我喝茶，可能会不会在我出关的时候请我去喝茶呢？
I was worried that when I come out of the custom, maybe they'll invite me to have a tea.
我第二个担心的时候就是说，我在美国这边入关的时候，会不能他能不能进来？
The second thing is when I come to the U.S. custom, whether I can enter into.
因为我拿的是我拿的是反美证，我在网上查的时候，他说你拿了个反美证，他的有的时候的话，他要需要那个 I-797 那张纸。
And because I checked online that if I have a re-entry permit, sometimes you need an I-797.
但我 I-797 那张纸我没有带。
But I didn't bring that piece of paper with me.
我为什么没带呢？就是有一次我去办 driver license 的时候，回来的时候发现那张纸丢了。
Why did I not bring it? Because I've lost it at the DMV.
所以我就没那张纸。
So I didn't bring that piece of paper with me.
所以我就担心我入关的时候可能有点麻烦。如果遇到一个不好的人，他可能找我麻烦。
So I was worried that I would not be able to be admitted into the state.
所以那天我坐在上海的机场，因为我到上海的时候比较早，我是那天早上九点钟到上海，飞机是下午六点钟的。
So I was early that day at Shanghai because my flight is at 6, but I was there at 9 in the morning.
所以我坐在机场，我就开始准备这次的讲道，以弗所书啊，不是腓立比书的四章一到九节。
And I started preparing for my sermon in the airport at that time.
我就看到这句话语。
And I saw this phrase.
凡事要一无挂虑，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，让你所要的交托给上帝。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made.
所以我就讲，我要讲这个信靠交托。
And so I said, I will have to preach on this trust and rely.
所以我就应用到我自己的身上，我自己有没有信靠交托
？So I applied to myself, did I really trust and rely on God?
我是不是相信这位上帝是掌管人心的主
？Do I really believe that this God is the God who controls our hearts?
我是不是相信这位上帝，那个海关的这个官员的心也在上帝的掌管之中？
That even the custom officers, their hearts are in the Lord's hand.
所以我有什么好怕的？
So why am I afraid?
所以如果上帝让我入关，那就是证明上帝还要我在这个教会继续服事。
If God allows me to come into through the custom, He wants me to still continue to work here.
如果上帝让我没有办法入关，那可能上帝对我有别的安排。
Now if I will not be able to come in, then maybe He has other plans for me.
所以无论如何，我相信上帝给我的安排都是最好的。
No matter what, I believe that He has the best way for me.
所以当时我就放下了。
And so at that point, I've let go.
所以我们生活当中有很多忧虑的事情，有很多挂虑的事情。
There are many things in our lives that we worry about.
我们所担心的事情，可能在别人看来是那就不是一回事。
Maybe in the sight of others, it's not something significant that we worry.
但这个事情临到我们自己身上的时候，我们可能就忧虑了。
But when it comes upon us, maybe we will start to worry.
但是在这里，上帝告诉我们说，你们应当一无挂虑，凡事一无挂虑。
But God here tells us to not be anxious about anything.
所以这个程度，这个信靠交托的程度，就叫一无挂虑，凡事一无挂虑。
And so this scope and the limit is that in all things we not to be anxious.
那这个方式呢？这里说着借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
How do we do it? Here it says in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving.
那祈求大家很容易明白，对不对？就是我们向上帝祈求，是把我们所要的告诉神。
Now supplication is easy. We just tell God what we want and we give Him our request.
在这里也提到祷告。
But here it talks about prayer.
那祷告这个字和祈求稍微有点不同。
There's a little bit difference between prayer and supplication.
祈求可能更多方面是单向的，但祷告是一种交流，是一种沟通，它是一个双向的。
Supplication is more of a monologue, but prayer is like a dialogue from two ways.
可能在祷告当中，我们的心思意念就被上帝所改变。
And in prayer, sometimes our desires are changed and transformed by the Lord.
就比方说我在祷告当中，我向上帝祈求，主啊，你让我能够顺利的入关。
So for example, I was praying that, Oh Lord, may you let me come into the customs smoothly.
那在这个祷告当中，我和上帝这个相遇，和上帝沟通，然后上帝就改变我的心思意念，就说你无论入关不入关，都是上帝给你最好的带领。
And in this prayer, God transforms me because whether I come in or not, I have the desire to know that He has the best way for me.
所以祷告是个双向的，它不单是对我们向上帝祈求，而且也包括上帝改变我们的心思意念。
So prayer is a dialogue in which God also transforms our desire as we pray.
还有最后是感谢。
And then with thanksgiving.
所以我们在这里说，我们还没有交托，就为什么就要感谢呢？
Now before you rely, why do we give thanks then?
所以这就凭着信心的感谢。
It is a thanksgiving.By faith.
我们很多时候批评灵恩派说他们就知道感谢和赞美。
And we always criticize the charismatic and say that they know.
但是在这一点上，我们要向他们学习。
But on this point, we really need to learn from them.
我们要向他们学习如何去感谢上帝，如何去赞美上帝，如何在事情还没有成就的时候，我们就可以凭着信心去感谢上帝、赞美上帝。
And we can learn from them in the way that before things happen, we can give thanks for God through faith.
因为我们凭着信心相信。上帝给我们的都是最好的。
Because through faith we already believe that God has given us the best.
所以我们为什么不感谢呢？
Therefore, why do we not give thanks?
所以我们在这里看到交托的范围、交托的程度和交托的方式。
And so here we see the scope, the limits, and the method of reliance.
然后第三点，保罗在这里说：“你们要常常的喜乐。”我再说：“你们要喜乐。
”And thirdly, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, "Rejoice."
我们在这里注意的话，这里用的是一个命令的方式。
Here we see that it is an imperative verb that Paul is using.
这个什么意思呢？这个就是说，喜乐不是自然而然就有的。
And Paul here means that joy is not something that comes naturally.
而是你们要去努力，努力的去做，然后让喜乐充满我们。
But you have to be diligent so that you may rejoice.
我们今天我们很多基督徒，我们没有活出这种喜乐的生命来。
And many of us Christians today, perhaps we do not have this joyful life.
为什么
？Why?
我听说我们的当中有一些姐妹，她说我们在服事当中就要寻找那个，就要有 fun， 对吧？
And I heard from
乐趣。
Our sister that when you're serving, you ought to have fun.
那这个说法在一定程度上我是阿妹的。
And on a certain level, I agree with this.
为什么？因为喜乐是我们服事当中，是上帝呼召我们，在我们呼召我们服事的一个标记。
Because joy is a characteristic when God calls us to serve Him.
如果你在服事当中，你都是很愁苦，都是很有压力，然后没有喜乐的话，那你可能需要反思了。这个服事是不是上帝要你做的
？Now, if you're serving without joy and with a lot of complaints, then you have to think whether or not this is what God calls you to do.
如果你在服事当中一直是这样的，有很多的苦读，有很多的怨气，那我劝你宁愿停止这个服事。
Now, if there's a lot of bitterness and complaint in your service, perhaps you need to stop for a moment.
虽然很多的时候我们要有一点 stretch, 对不对？
Even though sometimes we need to stretch ourselves,
我们要走出我们的 comfort zone, 走出我们的安逸区。
We have to walk out of our comfort zone.
但是这个是对的，但是很多的时候我们要小心，我们不要过于，我们说呢，过于使我们这个服事的重担太多。
But we have to be careful not to load ourselves up with too much burden.
所以当我们在意志的话，如果你的心里面没有喜乐的话，那就要小心。
If there's no joy, continually no joy in your heart, you have to be careful.
我们基督徒的生命应该是个喜乐的生命。
The Christian life ought to be a joyful one.
因为上帝，因为我们有一位父在天上，他是创造宇宙万物的主。
Because we have a Father in heaven who creates the entire world.
因为他爱我们，所以我们有什么原因不喜乐呢？
And if He loves us, why is there no reason for us to rejoice?
但很多时候我们生命当中失去这个喜乐，为什么呢？
But why do we lose this joy in our hearts?
所以我们在这回到腓立比书的第三章，保罗在这里讲到你们要喜乐。
In Philippians 3, Paul says you ought to rejoice.
那保罗在这里首先讲到一个新的改变，一个眼光的改变。
And Paul here talks about, first of all, the change of heart and perspective.
保罗说，我以前当作是有益的，现在我把将万事都当作有损的。因为我以耶稣基督为至宝，视万事如废土。
And he says that whatever I gain, I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ, because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
保罗在讲什么
？What is Paul talking about?
保罗在讲，我以前是在法利赛人的法利赛人，我是在加玛利的门下受训的，我以前是博士，对不对？但是我以前有很高的社会地位， 在这个世上有很多的东西，但是我现在都把它当作粪土，把它当作是有损的。
And Paul says that I'm a Pharisee. I had a really high social status in my days, but now because of Christ, I've counted all this as loss.
我以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
And I've seen the surpassing worth of.
所以我们的心要改变。你要喜乐，首先你的心要改变。
So to rejoice, our heart first have to change.
你的眼光关注在哪里？
Where is your perspective focusing on?
如果你的心只想着那个你今天的银行的存款有多少，会想着这个房价是跌了还是涨了，想着股票是跌了还是涨了，那你没办法喜乐起来。
Now, if your heart is tied to how much bank amount you have in your bank account or the rise and the fall of the stock, then you will not have much joy.
如果你的心只在这个世界上面，你就没办法喜乐起来。
If your heart is focused on worldliness, then it will be very hard for you to rejoice.
哈巴谷怎么说？
What does Habakkuk say?
哈巴谷说，即使无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，但是我要以耶和华的救恩为喜乐。
And Habakkuk says, even if the vine doesn't bear fruit and there's no fig fruit, I will still rejoice in the Lord.
所以你看到，当你的心在这个世界上面的时候，你就没办法喜乐起来。
You see that when your heart is focused on the things of this world, you will not be able to rejoice.
耶稣基督在福音书里面也说，你的财宝在哪里，你的眼睛心，你的心就在哪里。
And Jesus Christ says in the New Testament that wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is.
如果你的心在这个世，你的财宝在这个世上的话，你的心就在这个世上，你就没办法喜乐。
If your treasure is in this world, then your heart is in this world, and you will not be able to rejoice.
所以在哥罗西书的三章，保罗也说过，所以我们要思念天上的事情，不要思念地上的事情。
Therefore, in Colossians 3, Paul says that we ought to think of heavenly things and not just earthly things. Because if you fill your heart with earthly things, you will not rejoice.
只有你超越这个世界，只有你超越，有一个超越的眼光，看到上帝为我们在天上所预备的，你才能够喜乐。
It's only when you surpass this world with a heavenly perspective that you can be joyful.
那么第二点，要喜乐，就要脱离行为主义，脱离律法主义。
And secondly, to rejoice is to be freed from legalism.
保罗在那里讲到，就是说你们要喜乐。然后保罗接着讲什么
？In chapter three, what does Paul say after he says you ought to be rejoiced?
那保罗就开始讲，就是说你们要防备哪些人
？He says that you ought to look out for those evildoers.
那些人是什么人？就是说那些自行割礼的人。
It's those who mutilate themselves, who circumcise themselves.
什么叫自行割礼的人？
What does this self-circumcision mean?
就是那一批犹太人，他们是基督徒，他们是相信了主，但是他们到教会里面说，你们要行割礼，你们要像我们一样行割礼，然后你们才能得救。
It's the Jews who come into the church and say you ought to be like us to circumcise so that you can be saved.
所以这就是自行割礼的人。
It is those who self-circumcise.
所以这是代表一，就是我们说的律法主义、行为主义，靠着行为来称义的人。
And that is those who gain righteousness by being legalistic.
所以我有这个律法，然后我做到了，我就骄傲。
Now, if I have this law and I achieved it, then I will be proud.
如果我没有做到的话，我就自卑。
If I do not achieve it, then I will feel inferior.
如果我做到，我骄傲；我看到别人没有做到的话，我就小看他。
If I have achieved it and others have not, then I look down on them.
我就去定他的罪。
And I will judge and condemn them.
所以这叫律法主义。
And this is what it means to be legalistic.
如果我们在律法主义当中，我们在行为主义当中，你就没有办法有喜乐。
If we dwell in legalism, then we will not be joyful.
所以我们要喜乐的话，我们要脱离这种行为主义，脱离律法主义。
To be joyful, we need to be free from legalism.
我们知道主耶稣基督在十字架上已经为我们而死，有基督完全的义在我们的身上。
We know that Jesus Christ has died for us on the cross, and His perfect righteousness is upon us.
所以神不再按照律法定我们的罪。
So God doesn't condemn us according to the law anymore.
我们还会犯罪，但是神要向我们要的是悔改、认罪。
And we will still sin, but God, what God wants from us is to repent and to come to Him.
Okay, 那么这第二点，第三点就是认识耶稣基督复活的生命。
And thirdly is to knowing Christ's resurrected life.
耶稣基督已经复活。
Jesus Christ is resurrected.
所以他赐下圣灵在我们的里面。
He's giving us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
他也赐下神的话语在我们的里面。
He's given us the Word of God.
所以靠着神的话语，靠着圣灵，我们就可以过一个得胜的生活，我们可以有个喜乐的生命。
And through the word of God and the sacraments, we can really live a joyful life.
所以保罗在罗马书的第八章说，这是生命圣灵的律在我的里面，使我就脱离罪和死的捆绑。
And therefore Paul says in Romans 8 that this law that is giving life is in us so that we are no longer under the condemnation of the law.
所以耶稣基督复活的生命可以给我们一个喜乐的人生。
This resurrected life of Christ can give us a joyful life.
最后是我们要看见耶稣基督复活的盼望。
Lastly, we ought to see the hope of resurrection.
当耶稣基督再来的时候，我们的身体要复活。
When Christ comes again, our body will be resurrected.
我们现在已经复活，是灵里面复活，但是那一天我们的身体也要复活。
Now we are resurrected in a spirit, but on that day our body too will resurrect.
在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，在天上有那个荣美的基业为我们存留。
And Ephesians tell us there is an eternal glorious inheritance saved up for us.
到时候我们要与基督一同显现在荣耀当中。
And at that time we will be revealed together with Christ in His glorious presence.
所以我们又看见那个基督的荣耀，将来的荣耀的时候，我们心里有什么不喜乐的呢？
And if we see the glory of Christ in the future, how can we not be joyful in our hearts?
所以我们要喜乐，首先我们的心要改变。
So first of all, for us to be joyful, our hearts need to change.
第二，我们要脱离行为主义的捆绑。
Second, we ought to be free from legalism.
第三，我们要认识的基督复活的大能就是圣灵和神的话语。
And third, we need to know the power of resurrected life.
第四，我们要看到基督复活的盼望。
And finally, we ought to see the hope of this resurrection on us.
那最后一个是美德的操练。
And finally, we come to the practice of virtue.
所以我们在这里的话，我们不但是在要讲、要说、要想，而且我们要在生活当中，在我们的生活点点滴滴当中，把我们的生命活出来。基督的生命活出来。
So we are not just here to think and to speak, but also to live out the life of Christ in us.
那保罗在这里说，凡是真实的、可敬的，对不对？然后是公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，你们都要去思念。
And Paul here says, whatever is true, is honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable. If there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
你们都要去思念是什么意思？
What does it mean for you to think about these things?
就是你们都要去常常思想，这样常常思想怎么样把它做出来，对不对？
It means that for you to think of how you can practice them.
怎么在生活当中点点滴滴当中把它做出来？
How can you practice them in all the spheres of your life?
所以我们的基督徒的生命不是只是在嘴上的，不是只是在脑子里面的，而且是在生活当中把它活出来，使命性的活出来。
So our Christian life is not just something we say or think, but something that we practice in our very own lives.
我们教会有 Life on Life 的使命性的门徒培训，对不对？
We have Life on Life missional discipleship in our church.
那么这里面最关键强调的一点就是那个使命性的。
One of the key important significance is the idea of missional.
使命性是什么意思？
What does it mean to be missional?
那英文这个词是 missional, 对不对？
In English, it's mission.
我们很容易把它当作是宣教。
We easily treat it as world missions.
但是 missional 这个词的话，翻译过来也可以说是使命。
But missional means that you have a mission, a course in your life.
使命性是什么意思？
What does it mean to be missional?
就是神给你们的呼召是什么？
It means you ought to discern what call has God given to you.
神给我们的身份是什么？
What is the identity that God has given to you?
就是我们要我们的生活要与我们的身份要与神的呼召。要相应。
And that is to say, our life needs to be consistent with the calling that God has given to us.
这就是使命性的生活。
And this is a missional living.
神给我们的呼召是什么？
What is the calling that God has given to us?
我们的身份是什么？
What is our identity?
我们是基督的使者，对不对？
We are the ambassadors of Christ.
我们的呼召是我们要去使万民做他的门徒。
And our call is to make disciples of all nations.
所以我们有这样的身份，有这样的呼召，我们在这世上如何生活？
And if we have this calling and identity, how ought we live in this earth?
所以我们生活中每一件事情每一件小事情都应当是使命性的。
And all the little things that we do ought to be missional.
我们的工作我们的学习我们的家庭我们的教养孩子我们的婚姻都是使命性的。
Our career, job, studies, family, life, everything ought to be missional.
今天我们去娃娃加油。
Today we go to Wawa to fill up our gas.
你加完油了之后你是不是车子还停在那里你有没有把它开到旁边
If you finish filling up your gas, do you just leave it there or you drive to the park?
好让下辆车可以过来加油，对不对？
So that the next car can come and fill up the gas.
所以这个是在生活中的点点滴滴，你是不是要把这种东西活出来？因为好的事情，这些美德的事情活出来。
Now, do you live out all these little things that are good and true and just in your life?
那每周五我去查经回来的时候，我从 I-4 然后接408。
Every Friday I come back from Bible study on I-4, I go into 408.
然后从 I-4 接408的时候，经常在那里排队，排很长的一个。
And it's always on the line there, coming into 408 from I-4.
那有的时候我就会看见有的车子从旁边这条内过来，然后都穿插到我们前面。
And sometimes I will see a car driving on the shoulder all the way to the front, and they're trying to go in from there.
我们是不是也常常这么做
？Do we always do such things as well?
如果我们是一个基督徒，我们是有神的使命，我们是不是要有一些改变？
If we are Christians and we live a missional life, ought we not have some?
我们是不是可以老老实实的在那里排队呢
？Can we honestly just be in line?
还是我们耍小聪明然后插队
？Or we're trying to use our own little tricks?
我在这里不是说要行为主义，要律法主义，而是我要从我们的心里面把它活出来。
I'm not saying these small things are legalistic, but
从里到外的一个改变。
From the inside out.
所以在我们的生活中点点滴滴的时候，你有没有把神的生命活出来，把基督的生命活出来
？So in our all the little points in our life, do we really live out the life of Christ?
所以是凡真实的、可敬的、众人以为美的，我们都要留意去做，对不对
？So all things which are honorable, just, pure.And we ought to practice them.
保罗最后在说，你们在我身上所学习的、所听见的、所看见的、所学习的、所领受的，你们都要去行。
And Paul says, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things.
那保罗在这里不是自大到一种程度，就是说你们要效法我。
And Paul is not here boasting about his own goodness that you ought to imitate him.
保罗说，你们效法我，就正如我效法基督的样子。
Paul says, you ought to imitate me as I imitate Christ.
保罗是要叫大家能够让他能够效法他去效法基督。
And Paul wants them to imitate him imitating Christ.
因为基督啊，所以保罗在这里其实上是呼召我们去效法基督。
And so here Paul is actually calling us to imitate Christ.
那基督是一个谦卑的人生，对不对
？Christ lives a humble life.
所以当基督来到世上的时候，我们在腓立比书的二章，我们看到他不以神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，存心顺服，以至于死在十字架上。
Therefore, in Philippians 2, we see that who does not, Christ, who though was in the form of God,
所以基督给我们一个顺服，一个谦卑的榜样。
He gave us an example of humility.
所以他本来是神，但是他却愿意成为奴仆来服侍我们。
And though he was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God, he became a servant to serve.
基督也给我们一个信靠交托的榜样。
And Christ also gave us an example of trusting and relying.
那基督在圣经上，耶稣经常说，子不凭着自己做什么，是父叫子做什么，子在做什么。
And in the Bible, we see that the Son does not do anything by himself, but only the things that the Father has shown him.
然后在克西尼马园祷告的时候。基督说：“愿你的旨意成就，不要按我的旨意。”
In the Garden of Gethsemane, and Christ says, "May your will be done, and not mine."
你可以看到，基督完全把他自己交托在天父上帝的手里面。
And you see that Christ has entrusted himself into the hands of the Father entirely.
那基督有没有常常喜乐呢
？Is there always joy in Christ's life?
好像圣经上没有记载耶稣喜乐的时候，是不是
？It seems as though the Bible has never recorded anything about Jesus being fun.
但是耶稣从来没有为自己的事情，就是在世上的事情而忧虑。
But Jesus has never worried about his own life on earth.
耶稣只是为世人的罪、为世人的愚昧、世人的悖逆而忧伤。
He is sorrowful for the folly and also for the stupidity of men.
耶稣天常常是他在讲话的时候，他常常是有一个他的眼睛是在天上的。
And when Christ speaks, his perspective is always upon heaven.
所以我们要效法基督，不要为这世上的事情忧虑，我们的眼光要常常在天上。
Therefore, we ought to imitate Christ, not to worry about earthly things, but fix our eyes on Him.
那耶稣基督有没有美德的
？Now, is there any virtues in Christ then?
我们知道他是一个完全的人，完美的人。
We know that He is a perfect person.
在他找不到任何的罪。
And in Him there is no sin.
所以我保罗在这里，叫腓立比的弟兄姐妹来效法他，即使是让他们能够像他一样效法基督的去效法基督。
And so when Paul asks them to imitate him, is asking them to imitate him in the way that he imitates.
耶稣基督向我们阐释了什么叫完美的谦卑，什么叫完美的信靠，什么叫完美的常常的喜乐，什么叫完美的美德的操练。
Because Christ has given us an example of how to be perfectly humble.Perfectly trusting, perfectly rejoicing, and perfect with his virtue.
所以弟兄姐妹，这就是保罗在腓立比书四章一到九节给我们的劝勉，让我们要谦卑的合一，让我们信靠交托，让我们常常的喜乐，让我们操练美德，这样我们就可以凭着信心，然后在信心上坚固站立的稳。
And so this is the exhortation that Paul has given to us that we ought to be humble, to be one, to trust and rely, to rejoice, and to practice this virtue so that we can stand firm in the Lord.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless this word.
愿也神坚固我们的信心。
And may the Lord strengthen our faith.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
主啊，感谢你为我们道成肉身，感谢你为我们舍了你自己的儿子。
We give thanks to you for the incarnation that you have given us your own son.
天父，愿你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, may you help us.
赐我们谦卑的心，赐我们一个教会里面合一的灵。
Give us a spirit of unity and a heart of humility.
主啊，也帮助我们能够凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢交托给你。
And let us in everything, O Lord, pray in prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, commit them to you.
帮助我们一无挂虑。
Help us not to be anxious about anything.
主啊，天父啊，也帮助我们能够常常的喜乐。
And help us, O Lord, to rejoice.
帮助我们的心思意念不要在这地上，而是在天上。
Let our perspective not focus on this world but on heaven.
就让我们能够常常的喜乐。
So that we can always rejoice.
主啊，最后愿你帮助我们能够过一个使命性的人生。
Oh Lord, may you help us lastly to live a missional life.
让我们在生活当中的时时刻刻、点点滴滴，能够把基督的生命活出来。
In every single thing in our life that we can live the life of Christ.
主啊，愿你来坚固我们。
Oh Lord, may you strengthen us.
听我们这样的祷告，祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。